All right, we'll call to order. Thank you all for being here today at our special session. As we begin, is there someone here who would volunteer to offer up prayer for us today?
I'll do it.
Would you? Okay. Let's all stand together. And then would you lead us in our pledges then, Commissioner?
Yes. Lord, thank you for us, everything you do for us each and every day. Look out over this court and the good people of Montgomery County and help us all to make good decisions in our life. Mm-hmm. Watch over law enforcement and the military, all the things that goes on with them, Lord. They have a hard job. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Our pledges.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. You all may be seated. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum here today. Are there any citizens who are here to make any comments? If not, doesn't look like there is, so let's move forward. Susie, item number 7, elections.
Good morning.
Speak right into the mic, if you would.
Please consider and approve the order to canvass the returns and declare the results of the May 7th, 2022 constitutional amendment election.
All right. Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Susie, for the benefit of people watching,
yes.
Tell us what we're doing here.
Just making those results official.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Go ahead.
I have a question. Yeah. Does anybody know if the school districts have to move from 25,000 to 40,000, or is it just an option? I hope.
Come on, if you're going to speak, come to the mic and speak, please.
Proposition that passed is constitutional proposition, so it would change in the Constitution from 25,000 to 40,000, so it would be a mandatory. So we did one similar to that when we were in the legislature, moving it from 15 to 25. So by erasing that number and switching it out, they have to go to 40,000.
Really?
Yeah.
But they don't have to give
the school districts are required to give the exemption per the code. Under that, because it's the state is funding that, they're buying down that homestead exemption with state funds is what they're doing. So,
Okay. Well, to be continued
I just wanted to put out there that I hope that if it's an option that they execute that option and give everybody the
of course, absolutely
more money, and then same thing with these. Cities and everybody that has not maximized their exemption.
Absolutely.
So.
Yep.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We appreciate you all being here today. I know that was quick. You guys are awesome.